You know, typically with almost every Mexico presentation, if you've seen these, this is a diagram of what the new unbundled power market looks like. I can think I can sum up these slides to say that since the market opened in early 2016, Mexico looks like, you know, an immature version of MISO in Spanish and pesos. So we do have, you know, as we go through these slides, you're going to see some very familiar transactions going on. We have an energy market in the day ahead. There will be a real-time market that's developing. We have capacity transactions. We have ancillary service transactions. We have DFTs, which are a replica of FTRs. We are going to have virtual transactions in phase two. So all of these look very similar to U.S. markets. And I think for those who have worked prior in Mexico, it's looked more like these long-term PPA offtakes under what we call the legacy supply regime. We're moving into an era now of, you know, much more familiar transactions from the U.S. side. We are going through the process of trying to develop standardized contracts in the market. Those would include what we a Mexicanized version of potentially an EEI or an ISDA agreement. It's a little bit of a divergence from permitting, but know that that work is going on among counterparties in Mexico. And I think before the end of the year, hopefully, some of the more active counterparties will be able to agree on a semi-standard agreement for these types of transactions, which is really important to market liquidity. Just a couple of notes, though, on the bigger picture of Mexico and why so many, at least of my clients, are interested in operating south of the border.